It is a time that people must now take control. Part 3, New Light on Earth's Ancient History. 10. The Seeding of Humanity in the Ixa Culture. In the early 40s, 25 stone discs were found in caves in the Bayankaryula Mountains on the borders of Tibet and western China by a Chinese archaeologist. These strange discs belonged to the tribesmen who still live in these caves. From the Hamandropa tribes, they seem unrelated to any other ethnic group, being of frail build and about 4 foot high. Some 25 years after their discovery, the discs were eventually deciphered. The hieroglyphics on one of them read, "The Drupas came down from the sky in their gliders. Our men, women and children hid in the caves 10 times before sunrise." When at last they understood the sign language of the Drupas, they realized that the newcomers had peaceful intentions. The Chinese archaeologist speculated that these discs and the present occupants of the caves corresponded to ancient Chinese legends relating stories of men who came down from the clouds. Tom has said, "In reply to questions of origin, all beings on this planet have lived on other planets, but there are those that are a mixture. Physical beings may be reborn on another planet. A species is a mixture of two or more planets at the time of its physical existence. It has a strong ego and it has free will." Miki, when did humans start to have souls, to be real human beings? Tom, when the dawning of reason began to come to the more evolved members of the species, when the natives upon the planet Earth began to evolve in body, when reasoning began with the assembling of tools and with the forming of a method of communication, that was when soul first came to this planet. John, we have spoken of 32,000 years ago, but not of the time before that. Is it true that there were evolved civilizations on this planet millions of years ago? There have been artifacts found, metal and so on, which are very, very old, and which would indicate previous intelligent civilization. Tom, I will ask for permission, we may say this to you. Yes, approximately 20 million years ago there were beings with soul on this planet. John, were they evolved technologically to the extent that they were on Altair as much as we are? Tom, no. Not greatly. Some of them were on planet Earth for the preparation of the planet, in terms of plants and animals and understanding. Also, some of them were the others. Guest, are you able to say whether the mission of those preparing planet Earth was accomplished? Tom, is not planet Earth beautiful? Guest, it certainly is, yes. I was wondering whether everything they set out to do was accomplished at that time? Tom, do you not view it? Guest, yes, certainly. Tom, did you now answer yourself? Guest, yes, I seemingly did answer myself. I was wondering also, what specific kinds of preparations were they making at that time, 20 million years ago? Tom, arranging the etherics and chakras, what you term chakra around Earth, in the other spheres also, for those who would come to Earth to pass through, for their learning process, and the preparation of your fauna and flora energy fields. Yes. Guest, and when you speak of the chakras of the planet, are you referring to what we might call power centers in the landscape at different points on planet Earth? Tom, what you call ley lines. Yes. Guest, I was wondering also what the others were up to at this time. Tom, trying to cut the ley lines. Guest, did they actually have any success in making things difficult? Tom, they succeeded with a serpent, did they not? Therefore humankind was entrapped. In 1975 the following discussion took place. Gene, have the civilizations represented by the 9 visited Earth in humanity's distant historical past? Tom, yes, many times. Gene, and is it also true that some of them remained on planet Earth interbreeding with the humans here? Tom, there were civilizations that colonized the planet Earth. The original beings that evolved on the planet Earth were what you would call the black race. Gene, do I then understand that the races other than the black are a result of interbreeding between the black and the people of the civilizations? Tom, no. The Orientals, the whites and reds have been colonized, have been of other civilizations. Gene, are they the results of breeding on Earth or were they brought to Earth? Tom, they are the result of breeding upon planet Earth. Gene, since the whites and reds and yellows represent breeding of advanced civilizations, does that mean that the black is inferior to other races, or are they merely different? Can you explain what the difference is? Tom, the black is an equal race upon the planet Earth. Those that colonized from other civilizations to the planet Earth, and the Hawks civilization had a portion of involvement, attempted. How can we explain? Before the time of 32,000 BC, seeds were placed upon the planet Earth. Then by 32,000 BC the seed had evolved into a human being. Then at that time those of the other civilizations came to this planet with a being we could call the Hawk to interbreed the seeded peoples with beings from other civilizations. The blacks evolved from the planet. It was an experience, to see in which manner the originals, that were not seeded, would evolve in comparison with those that colonized. Those that colonized, after a period of time, because they came from other civilizations that had perhaps more intelligent technology, began to feel that they were superior to the black. They contrived to dominate the blacks. What was planned for the planet Earth did not come to pass. After the seeding, it was discovered by the civilizations that, of all the planets in the universe, it is the only planet that has such beauty, such diversity of changes, and such density, more than any other planet in the universe. It was also discovered that those that existed upon planet Earth had great physicalness and sexuality, not witnessed on the other planets, and the colonists began to live in desire for physicalness, and began repeatedly reincarnating on planet Earth. As they recycled, they began to hold the originals of the planet Earth in bondage. More discussions on this subject with other sitters. Steve, I'd like to ask about the historical information we've been given about civilizations on Earth before 32,000 BC. I understand that the black races were the only people on Earth at this time. Is this so? Tom, it was those that evolved on Earth. It was the original on the Earth. Steve, they were not in just one location in Africa, were they? Because I understand that there have been finds in Siberia and China. Tom, they evolved on all the land masses of the Earth. Steve, yet people of China, Siberia and South America are not Negroid. Tom, when you speak of others, the red, the yellow, and the white, they were descended from colonization.s from other civilizations many thousands of years ago. This is not the same as the colonization from the higher civilizations of 32,400 BC. The originals were the blacks. John, and so, is it true to say that blacks are the only race that went through a complete evolution from here? Tom, yes. Those that are the nature of black were the indigenous of this the earth. They may, if they have the wish, go as souls to other worlds for evolution, or evolve in different situations within this planet. It is their choice. John, we speak often, this is 1981, of the East-West conflict, but I think more and more of us are becoming aware that the real imbalance on Earth is the North-South conflict, in the sense of the relative prosperity of the North and the poverty of the South. It's hard for me to understand why that imbalance exists. Can you comment on this? Tom, this planet has been evolving for thousands upon thousands of years. We have explained about the colonization of your planet Earth from other civilizations. Those that are, as you identify it, of the South, came largely from Earth. They did not have an input of other civilizations to assist their evolutionary process. John, yes, but is there a sort of an energy that brought the colonizers to the North rather than spread them evenly around the planet? Tom, you mean of grid lines? Andrew and John, yes. John, I mean, that was a long time ago and yet it is still the North that seems to have the strength. Tom, that was the settlement area, yes. John, do you perceive that as a serious imbalance, as we do? In one sense there is a more long-term problem. Tom, the tragedy is that by this colonization, those beings and species considered themselves superior. It was not meant to be that way, that is the imbalance. There should have been a putting of their hands in the hands of others. The seed of Abraham should have spread through and completely round the earth, then this situation would not have arisen. But because it was not done in that manner, because there were others who greatly distrusted the colonizers, were jealous of their situation. The colonizers remained in a combination of tightness for survival and protection. In that respect, yes, there is imbalance. John, when the hawk came down to Earth, at what stage were the Earth people? They had not had any previous contact in any form at all with the civilizations. Were they what we would call barbaric or, Tom, you might call them simple structured societies? John, yes. And then there was a mixing of genes with them? Tom, yes. That was the beginning of more advanced culture on planet Earth. Andrew, what kind of a race was found there with whom to begin doing the bioengineering? Were they blacks, whites or yellows? Tom, the civilizations have never mingled with the original race of Earth, which is the black race. But other beings had been set upon Earth by other civilizations, civilizations that you would find of superior intelligence to you, but not working in direct cooperation with the 24, who transported groups of beings that were outcasts. These in turn evolved as human. It was this race which was mixed and intermingled by those who landed in the Anna 32400 BC. They were placed. We cannot use the word seated because it is not the appropriate word. John, thank you. One question which leads out of this is that about 34,000 years ago Neanderthal man didn't suddenly acquire a large brain, as far as we understand it, and then suddenly dry and be replaced by Cro-Magnon man. Can you explain that particular point, please? Tom, the Neanderthals were not the beginning of humankind. John, and they died out. So what were the origins of Cro-Magnon man then? It was always thought that one led to the other, but now it seems they have a different strain. Tom, how could one lead to the other when they came from another civilization, not upon this planet? You are trying to set it within the realms of what your scientific anthropologists attempt to reconstruct, eliminating the seeding. Refer appendix notes, John. So the first appearance of Cro-Magnon man as we know it, in a scientific sense, would have been in the Tarim Basin in Ixu. Tom, that is correct. In 1974 Andrew and Tom had a discussion which links to the preceding subject. Andrew, how was the first colonization carried out? Tom, a small number of beings arrived on Earth, and they founded the first civilization. And when I say the first civilization, that is not truly so, but they were the first arrival of people of ours, and that was over 32,000 years BC. Andrew, and where would that have been? Tom, at Akasu, near what you call the Tarim Basin. Andrew, I see. I gather that that civilization eventually did not succeed, and things did not go well. Tom, it was not the fault of those who landed. Andrew, I just wonder what was the failure then, was it premature? Tom, it was too soon. The minds and the souls of the spirits were too dense. It was a high civilization, not properly adapted to Earth. Andrew, are there any remains of that civilization? Tom, I will check, will you wait? They tell me yes, but not that can be seen. It is under the surface. Andrew, what kind of elements of civilization did the visitors try to give at that time? What were they concerned with? Was it agriculture or medicine or writing or astronomy or what? Tom, it was language. In order to raise the beings of the planet from a near animal level, it was a form of communication. Andrew, do you have any examples of this language? For example, what was the name of this gentleman, the hawk? Tom, I will give it to you in your alphabet, but it did not have that alphabet. The alphabet had no vowels, but it had vowels when spoken. Andrew, yes, the sound had a vowel but no written representation. Tom, it would be a T-R-H-K-R-H-K. The difficulty is that our being does not have the tones available for us to refer to, in her mind. Andrew, yes, thank you. We'll figure out how that's pronounced. Tom, when the civilization was lost, and in every civilization that has been lost, there were small groups that were not lost but traveled a long distance to remove themselves from the area. Andrew, yes, and where did some of these people go? I mean, in what culture would we know them now, if at all? Tom, they do not exist. But they moved to three areas. It was a large civilization, and outside the Ixta civilization there was another subsidiary civilization. The Hawk also attempted to bring the principle of one leader. Andrew, what was that one leader called in that language? What was the word? Tom, it would be a Y and a K, but it had a vowel sound. Andrew, something like hack? Tom, yes, but not quite. Andrew, how long was the Hawk on Earth for that particular mission? Tom, 1,600 of your years. Andrew, that's incredible. Did he have any offspring? Tom, all of the world. Andrew, you mean he was the sole source of the seed, so to speak? Tom, no. The seed was from a civilization and this was the beginning of the true understanding. Andrew, did he just live as an ordinary human being, as far as everybody else was concerned at that time? Tom, he attempted to, but was not permitted. He was called the Hawk by them, as he also was later called the Hawk by the Egyptians because he came from us. Andrew, did these early people see him appear from the sky? Tom, yes. Andrew, in a craft or something? Tom, yes. Andrew, I see. They associated that with a Hawk? Tom, yes. Andrew, did he appear on Earth looking like everybody else, or did he look different? Tom, realizing the close to animal stage of these beings, his costume was made to resemble a bird, in order for them to be able to understand. Andrew, during the 1600 years that the Hawk worked, was there success in bringing about some elements of civilization? Tom, it was slightly more, but that is close. He brought civilization. He brought language so the people could communicate. An enlightenment. He brought the knowledge and technology of how to build strongly, how to protect, how to grow, how to cultivate in order to grow strong, and how to heal within themselves. Andrew, was all this done by natural healing and natural selection of seeds and so on? Was there any science or knowledge that we would identify with physics, chemistry, mathematics or astronomy, that was given at that time, or was it too early? Tom, it was all done, in a way that they were able to understand. Andrew, how long did the average person live on Earth at that time? What was the average lifespan? Tom, 20 years. The colonists were able to raise the life expectancy to 120, to 150, and many live longer? Andrew, so they must have been quite impressed by the fact that the Hawk was around for well over 1,000 years. Tom, yes, he was regarded as a god. Andrew, and that's how the whole mistake arose, how the notion of gods arose amongst men. I see. When did the Hawk make another appearance on Earth after that first venture 32,400 years ago? Tom, in the time span between the first coming, before the Hawk passed into your world again, another being continued the thread. Andrew, this was at Ixta. Tom, that is correct. Andrew, how long was that for? Tom, the new one was with that civilization for 2,020 years of its time. He came as the son of the Hawk. Andrew, did he indeed appear to be an earthly son, even though he came from your place? Tom, the people knew the difference. John, what was the name? Tom, I will try. You do not have the sounds to reproduce it. It had a sound of a vowel but it had no written vowel. It was R, T, T, H, R. But remember it began with a sound that was not written. Andrew, yes, with an unstopped vowel. It would sound something like Arthur. Something like that? Tom, yes. John, how much longer did that civilization last after this person's existence, if at all? Tom, it existed for but a brief 600 years longer. John, could you say what happened at the end? Tom, it was natural. John, was this one of the periodic natural disturbances that they sometimes call a polar shift, or something? Tom, yes. Both of these beings returned to Earth in the time of 6000 to 5000 BC. It was at that time that more beings came with them. Andrew, and in what lands did they then appear? Tom, it was what you call Egypt. Andrew, were they also in Sumer or Ur? Tom, before. Then in Egypt. Andrew, did they come from the sky at that time? Tom, yes. John, you said that the hawk arrived in a craft? Andrew, they saw it as the form of a bird. Tom, yes, and those with him mingled with those here, and created a new species. John, they had what we call physical intercourse, to produce children. Is that correct? Tom, it was more evolved, higher. Andrew, a method of upgrading the local species on Earth, right? Tom, strengthening. Andrew, and they used their own means of knowledge to do that, right? Tom, yes. Andrew, and when they appeared on Earth, they found certain beings that they thought would help to strengthen the species, so they mingled with them and developed a hybrid. And then they watched, to see what would happen with that hybrid. Tom, that is in essence the truth. The problem with the beings that existed was that they worshipped the visitors. This was handed down through the species. And the species then worshipped. Guest, is it possible for you to give more images of the Ixa culture, and about any phases it went through, or any other characteristics which would be useful to know? Tom, Ixa was a seeded colony, arranged for the evolution of your planet Earth, and for teaching the process of progress, the leap forward of humankind. There had been a realization that if we waited for humankind to evolve of its own accord, it would still be in its own state of six toes, you understand? When there is one group accelerating, the acceleration creates a spin-off, then that touches others for their acceleration also. Therefore implemental devices were brought forward, organization for the colony, for communal development. Also there were forward offshoots of some who went to what you now identify as China, a great communal country now, and out to other domains, more gradually. That was the beginning of what you term the giants merging with the daughters of men, you understand? Also, at times there were species created from merging together, that were brought forth, one civilization connecting genetically with another civilization, created a species. That was in the beginning. John, can you say when language began? Did they have any language at all before the time of Ixa? Tom, when you ask about language, do you mean verbalizing? Writing? John, yes. Verbalizing. Tom, do you call grunts and gungs, sick, verbalizing? John, I am talking about language with some kind of grammatical structure. Tom, not totally. John, so the leaders, the giants who came down, added to that and built on the language? Tom, helped the creation of the understanding of the clicks and clacks, you understand? From that evolved a development of sound wave and together with implementation, the development of music. The attempt to imitate the sound of reed plant, rubbing together, imitation of wind through trees? John, this is what you once described as a tonal language? Tom, that is correct. That is the tonal language of the universe. However, in the dissension, then the babble came. Everyone was babbling like non-humans. That culture moved across planes, and pockets, segments of groups, moved forward. It was again necessary for reseeding. You understand that when there is separation of people there is also loss of knowledge? If there is not a group to repeat the knowledge, it is lost. When not utilized, it is not forthcoming in the brain. Therefore it was necessary for regenetics. Yes. Guest. Was this done with new people who came to planet Earth? Tom, from the same civilizations. Before Abraham there was one who taught the people, said to be from the sea? John, Luan? Tom, yes. Except he was not from the sea. John, who was he in terms of the civilizations? Tom, he was from the civilization of Alta. John, I thought so. Just on that point, the leader of Alta was the mythological character Atlas, that is correct? Tom, that is so. John, at one time. I think you said Atlas and Zeus were one and the same person. Tom, you understand how mythology has confusion? Or you see, they say that Zeus made mating with a swan. The swan came from the heavens. Do you understand the complexity? Guest, yes. Tom, primitive man had assumptions. Council has said I have not answered. That holds up the world was Alta, yes. John, but I asked if that was the same as Zeus. Tom, humans created that mythical godhead. They gave characters to civilizations to make them gods, when they were not. Zeus was the swan was. The swan was a ship. When Zeus went into the ship, they called him a god, for it was their mountain, you understand. John, I don't know what you mean by their mountain. Tom, the ship came to their mountain. Guest, Mount Olympus. Tom, the corruption is Zeus. Atlas became Zeus. But Alta was the one. Guest, may I go back to Ixa? Was it a large number of beings who came to Earth to found the Ixa culture, or just a small number? Tom, in the beginning it was a small number, and then it was understood that more were necessary for seeding. Guest, did it take a long time before the dissension started? And how did it begin? What sort of issues were involved? Tom, there were not connections as they moved into outlying areas, and confusion reigned, and they became involved in what you would call local developments, and at times merged with the peoples of those areas. Therefore there was loss of memory and reverting back to a more basic state. Therefore it was necessary to re-enhance the genetics. Is that sense? Guest, yes. Did it take a long time between the first arrival and the separation, the dissension? Tom, migration would be a better term. Humankind and particularly those humankind of genetic exploration had curiosity, and always there is one that is curious in humankind. Is that not so? So within one century there was moving out, and the necessity of re-enhancing was within 500 of your centuries? We speak not of those who remained. We speak of those who spread around in other places, yes. John, as I understand it, you talked about the hawk being there for about 1,000 years, and the others who followed him for about 4,000 years. Tom, that is correct. Were they not geneticists? There were the people moving outward. John, now, Phyllis had a dream the other day, and she felt that she was an Ixa, and she saw a sort of celebration and three different groups going in different directions. This dispersing, was it in about 3200 OG? Tom, yes. John, now, I made an assumption that a civilization took responsibility for each of those groups. Is that so? Tom, yes, it is, as you would say, sound. John, well, I imagine this was Oshan, Alta and Hova. Is that correct? Tom, that is absolutely correct. John, yes. Now I am trying to determine which ones went in which direction. The ones that went to China, were they of Hova? Tom, they were of Oshan in combination with Hova. John, I see, they mixed before they went? Tom, there were those that were mixed, and those that were colonists from other planets. In Ixa, there were those that were of pure strain, those who were a mixture of one civilization with people of Earth, and there were those who were mixed strain, mixed again with those of another civilization. Do you understand this? How may we explain? We will use your solar system as an example. If there was from another planet, we will say, how may we explain? Suppose that you had a colonization of, say, from your planet Venus to your planet Earth, then it was mixed with that of Oshan, that would be one strain. Then if that of Oshan that was mixed with Venus then mingled with Hova, that would be of a second strain. Is that not so? John, yes. So they also traveled overland, when they split up from Ixa. Is that correct? Tom, yes. John, could we place the three occasions of the seeding? As I understand it, the first time was many, many thousands of years ago. The second time was at the time of the garden, the time of the Tarim Basin, and then the third time was at the time of Abraham. Is that correct? Tom, that is correct. John, yes. So the first seeding came with the arrival of the hawk? Tom, that is also correct. A second one arrived after a millennium. John, 1,000 years after the Hawk? Tom, approximately.